Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's the thing. John and I are confused. Falcons fans are confused. What the hell happened? How did we lose to Cleveland? Right. Why were we doing this? Why weren't we doing that? We just made a million mistakes yesterday. We're confused. So maybe this is it from Devondre Campbell.
To be honest, we didn't come out with the energy we've been coming out with the past couple weeks, you know, and you know, I feel like it was one of those situations where, like, as a team, we were just like, it's the Cleveland Browns, and we didn't take them serious. You know, it's the NFL, and every week is championship week, and today we just didn't get it done.
That bothers me. You're a 4-4 football team, and that's from the postgame show. Dave Archer did the interview on Falcons Radio Network. For him to say they're the Cleveland Browns and we didn't come out with the energy that we needed – anybody in this league can beat you. The Buffalo Bills just won yesterday by 150 points. Sorry, Sean, your Jets stink, and they cost me a pick. You can't – if you're 7-1 and you come out and you sleepwalk a game, all right, no big deal. You're still in first place. You're 4-4. You're not in the playoffs as currently constructed. You know it's going to be an uphill battle the rest of the year. You got to go to Cleveland and play the same way you did against Washington, like your hair was on fire. And it didn't seem – I told you yesterday, it just felt like – it just felt like the Twilight Zone. It felt like there was just a malaise the entire game. No energy, no push, nothing. And then all of a sudden, you look up and you go, we've just lost a football game to Cleveland. Like, how the hell did this just happen? Hearing that gives you a little insight as to why this may have happened. And that actually angers me a little bit, Rick.
Well, if you unravel that, okay, so let's just say we took Cleveland lightly. Why did you take Cleveland lightly? What went on during the week? Was the preparation where it needed to be? Did coaches not do their jobs? Or was it just players kind of in a funk? And, you know, we have to – it's an excuse. I'm not going to, like use this to justify what happened yesterday. But were our guys maybe a little out of gas yesterday? You have fought like hell to get out of this, you know, 1-4 hole. But you got a bye week in there.
Yep.
So, like, New England yesterday – and to Preacher Man's point, we were talking to the bullpen. His Titans beat the Patriots yesterday. You got to give a bunch of credit to the Titans. They kicked their butt. But I think New England was a little out of gas yesterday. Okay, their bye week is next week. New England. They had won 6 or 7 in a row, it was. So, like, they were rolling. You know, you had no Gronk yesterday. I kind of think New England was a little bit out of gas. Our Falcons do not have that excuse. So, yeah, John, that is alarming. Let me break down Dan Quinn's failings here. John, the comeback was there for us. The comeback was there.
Yep.
So we hold Cleveland to 0 points after the Chubb 92-yard touchdown. That was at 8:45 of the third quarter. They did not score another point. That's a quarter and a half of football where we hold them off the board. To wit, the drives after that, Cleveland went 6 plays, 18 yards, 4 plays, 23 yards, 3 plays, 4 yards, 13 plays, 45 yards, no friggin' points. So if we take a field goal down 18, instead of throwing that stupid pass to Sauburn, now you're down 15. You come back, you score the Hooper touchdown, you don't go for two. And by the way, that was awful. You're down 12, you don't go for two. You take the PAT and you make it an 11-point game where you need 3 plus 8. It's simple math. Every NFL coach does that. So if you get the 3 down 18 instead of the pass to Sauburn, and you get the 7 for the Hooper touchdown, John, you would have been down 8 points with 3:52 to go
and
the Rock at your 19-yard line. The comeback was there. Dan Quinn got in the way of it, John.
Well, my problem was on third, more than any of that, and you laid it out beautifully. My problem with that was third down, Tevin Coleman scored. I get it. You don't want to waste a timeout potentially for one of those muddled plays down in the end zone. You got to take a look at that at that point.
No question.
Have to take a look at it. And they didn't. Fourth down the ball, and anybody watching us on watch929thegame.com, the ball was literally this far, Rick, from the end zone. I'm standing on the goal line looking at it. You can't get any closer. And you go, shotgun? Are you kidding me? Matt Ryan, 6'4". Alex Mack is a Pro Bowl center. Matt, reach over. I could not believe they went shotgun on 4th and 2 inches. If you don't get in, so be it. I'm not throwing the football. Their original read, I think, was to Logan Paulson, who was covered, and that's why he went back of the end zone to Saubert. You got to get that in. If you're going to go shotgun, to your point, you might as well kick the field goal, but I'm backing up the third down. I'm going ahead and reviewing, did Tevin Coleman get in or not? If I lose the challenge, so be it. It's worth it to me to potentially cut the game at that point to what would have been 12 points.
It's a great call. And so there were a lot of failings here, man. But in terms of you know, you're down 18 and you go for the touchdown there. I got to be careful with what I say here.
Just breathe it out.
I'm frustrated because I know you want the touchdown. I know it's been a frustrating day in Cleveland. I know you want to dent the end zone. But the smart move, John, is taking 3. You have a ton of football left. You take 3, now it's 15. You get an 8, you get a 7. And as I said, these stops would have been there. Mm-hmm. It's not like Cleveland powered down. Our defense, that was getting their butts kicked, decided to start playing and rally and play some good football, and they did. And the offense did not back it up. And I think if we're playing the blame game right now, I put probably the most blame on the coaching staff than I do on the players. And the players were not ready for prime time. The Sanu fumble sucked. Ishmael leaving the area on the Nick Chubb passing touchdown. Mm-hmm. You have Riley and Campbell just forgetting about Duke Johnson on his touchdown. Like, there are player failings all over the place, but the comeback was there if our coaching staff did not get in the way.
Yeah, I still want to go back to what Devondre Campbell said, and we're going to play this soundbite quite a bit today, because when I hear him say we may have taken the Browns lightly, that's frustrating. Matter of fact, Mark, play that again if you don't mind.
To be honest, we didn't come out with energy. We've been coming out with the past couple weeks, you know, and, you know, I feel like it was one of those situations where, like, as a team, we were just like, it's the Cleveland Browns, and we didn't take them serious. You know, it's the NFL, and every week is championship week, and today we just didn't get it done.
It's to quote him exactly, it's the Cleveland Browns, and we didn't take them seriously. I don't get preseason. You want to say that it's the Cleveland Browns and we didn't take them serious? I appreciate the honesty and the candor from Devondre Campbell. You don't get that very often. I appreciate Dave Archer getting that question out where you can hear it. And we'll hear the interview in long form coming up a little bit later on. But when I hear something like that, I don't know where the disconnect is there for the Cleveland Browns or for the Atlanta Falcons with the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland is not Cleveland from last year where they were getting blown out. You've had a team that's gone to, what, 4 overtime games? They played Pittsburgh to the wire. Yeah, they gave up a bunch of points and a bunch of yards to Kansas City a week ago. Everybody's given up yards.
They were in the
points.
Game. It was 21-15 right. In the third quarter against the Chiefs.
You couldn't go up there and say, ah, it's the Cleveland Browns. You're not playing the Citadel this week. You're playing a viable NFL team with a rookie quarterback who's pretty damn good. And watching him in warm-up, Baker Mayfield is going to be a stud in this league. And a running back in Nick Chubb, who now that is getting the ball every game, you're seeing what this guy can do. Like, that frustrates me to hear that from one of the players.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.